Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, you know, when you watch the news on a regular basis, you see people who are interviewed on a wide variety of subjects. Often they're interviewed because they are involved in the community. And so you feel like you know them, even if you don't know them personally, because you see them. They're kind of like the go-to people. And for years, that's who Reverend Glenn Grayson was. He was one of the go-to people. When things happened in the community, you would go to Reverend Glenn Grayson as the senior pastor, as the pastor of the Wesley Center AME Zion Church. When things happened, you went to get his opinion. When there was an incident, when there was violence, you would get him to weigh in on it because he was connected in the community. And then 10 years ago, the story changed because Reverend Grayson and his family became the story. And then his life changed forever. But since that 10 years, he has continued to change lives on so many levels. He joins us today on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to talk about all of that. Welcome to the conversation, Reverend Grayson.
Thank you, Lynn.
And that's who you were. You were the person that we always came to, that we always turned to, that we always got to weigh in on something, because you've always been such a part of this community.
Yeah, so, you know, I've always, you know, I arrived here almost 25 years ago, believe it or not, and just, you know, realized that, you know, to get, just jump right into the work. And I kind of live by the phrase of John Wesley, who says, "The world is my parish." I came in believing that not only was Wesley Center AME Zion Church my parish, but the Hill District, and then it has enlarged, the community at large is my parish, is who I serve. And so I've been trying to serve this community since day one, my family and I.
And you have done that. You have given tirelessly to not just the community, the city of Pittsburgh. And in that giving, I'm guessing you never, ever saw yourself as becoming one of the stories that would become a weight on all of our hearts.
No question. Who could ever in their wildest imagination dream that they would face, you know, gun violence and the loss of their own child? And so ironically, pre his untimely loss or murder, I was involved in coordinating a gun violence group of stakeholders maybe 6 months before his October date, just trying to involve more stakeholders and public officials and politicians in the process of how we combat gun violence in our community, and only to be, I mean, personally affected by the loss of a loved one through a gun violence from our innocent son, Jerron Xavier Grayson, who, you know, was a good kid, lettered in sports, graduated Shenley High School, went on to attend Hampton University, came home for the first time, missed a near-death experience in a car accident, which most parents like pray their children who are in a car will, you know, get into an accident, but to come home and survive that and, you know, 30 hours later be gone is just, there are no words.
And even 10 years later, there are no words. And Jerron, one of the things that your family had always been involved in, and through the church, you had an after-school program. Your kids have always volunteered. Your kids have always given back. They work with young kids, and Jerron was no exception in that regard.
No question. He was really hands-on, also hands-on with the program. He was very active as a student leader at Trinity High School and well-respected by just everybody. He was one of those kids where, you know, everyone looked up to him. I ran into a teacher years later who said he was on the bus and, you know, there were some kids who were picking on another kid who might have been a little different, and he didn't know what to do. And he kind of looked at Jerron, and Jerron squashed the situation. And he said he'll never forget the impact Jerron had on the ability to, you know, give, you know, to be an uplift to the young man who's been picked on, as well as to you know, bring closure to a calmness to the young kids who were on the bus. And that was just such volume of the Jerron away from us. So it's one thing for a kid to, you know, do the right thing in front of you, but Jerron was a kid overall, not perfect, but who just was a good kid away from you. And I continue to hear stories about his impact on people's lives.
So obviously we know you can never replace Jerron. We can never replace that hole in you and your wife's heart. But what you can do is memorialize him and his good works. And you started that with the community center.
Yes. So as I did an assessment in my pain about the young man who, you know, kind of just lost it and allowed those few minutes of anger to turn into him going to retrieve a gun and shooting it into a crowded apartment, I said to myself, I just believe, as I studied a little bit of his story in life, if he had some of the same services that CARES provides in terms of love and nurture and exposure and, you know, other options, maybe he would have selected a different, he would have had more options versus violence, pick up a book versus a gun, which gave birth to a need that we saw as a board and as a staff and as my family to create a stronger space for middle and high school kids who were really very vulnerable to violence. And that's how we really started looking for the proper space for the older ones. We've always had a strong kindergarten through fifth grade program, even though we went through high school as young people as workers, but to create an atmosphere call and name it after Jerron. So that's why the former Olsenham became the Jerron Xavier Grayson Community Center. And the entire community, as well as the foundations, just rallied behind us, and we raised about $2.2 million unprofessionally in terms of our solicitation of a professional fundraiser because of the love people had for his story, our life, and our family, and CARES work. We were able to make that happen to give birth 6 years ago. On the 17th, we walked through the doors of the Grayson Center, and it's been, you know, nonstop life and energy and activity, not only in the after-school program, but available space to the community for so many community functions.
Now, you've been able to expand that. Hold that thought. We got to take a break. We're going to pick it up from there and talk about the expansion on the other side. So 6 years ago, the Grayson family opened the Jerron X Grayson Community Center, and it has thrived. Not only has it been a hub for children all different ages, it's been a place for the community for everything from baby showers to wedding receptions, you name it, it happens. It has happened at the community center. But now 6 years later, Reverend Glenn Grayson, who is still on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, you wanted to do more.
So kind of every year on the 17th, instead of being, you know, down, we try to do something positive. So each year, CARES tries to, you know, just have a big day of something positive, whether it's an acquisition of property or a new program or dedication. Just for the 10th year, you know, we had hoped, you know, to make a big impact. I would think Jerome would say, if on a bad day, go big. And on Saturday, on the 10th year of his loss, I really think Senator Cares went pretty big when we cut three ribbons on Saturday. We started off with signing the official papers for the acquisition of Reed Rapid Housing in Homewood. But we, from 10 to 1, community people, especially the Social Justice Department of Carlisle, was able to write messages on a portion of the mural. At 1 o'clock, the mayor, Perduto, and the chief of police joined me and seven others as we left a message on the wall. And the whole point about the 10 murals that was commissioned by Carl Holbrook is that all of it wrapped around and around the different cities. I think yesterday featured one in the Strip, but they're throughout the city, but we're one of the recipients of a canvas on our building. But it talks about peace and working together and unity and respect for others. But this one really had emphasis around gun violence because they know the impact it had on our lives personally. So that was on Saturday at 1 o'clock. We did that, and we went from there down to the former MoCA on Center Avenue, where we will soon do training opportunities in social enterprise for our young adults at the former MoCA, which will now be called the Cares Community TEA Cafe, and looking forward to you to stopping by and others for a cup of coffee, cup of tea, a fruit punch, some desserts, and small pastries for at our new location, 1836 Center Avenue. And then we left there and officially went out and cut the ribbon at 7119 Hamilton Avenue on a 32-room rehousing opportunity for homeless and young adults from 18 to 24. So it was indeed a big day. And then my son threw in a surprise when he did a gender reveal in front of the house and will add a baby girl to the Grayson family. And so what a day, what a day we had.
What a day indeed. Yeah. So let me start with and I'm sorry, you said Hamilton Avenue, correct?
Yes, it's next door to the beautiful Carnegie Library and the Music Center. So it's on a wonderful block and across the street from where the city has approved a $50 million renovation of the park. So the area is going to be great.
So now up until the Hamilton Avenue location, you have pretty much been centered in the Hill District. What made you decide to branch out and specifically in the Homewood?
Good question. We've had impact through our REACH program in six communities, but that's not what, but we were looking for the right transitional, well, that's not the word they're using, well, the right home for our most, another level of vulnerable people, those who age out of the foster care system, which was 1824. And through Action House, and someone said, you should look at this property, and we did and fell in love with the property, and it was already zoned for that and set up for the type of situation we want. And we're going to put our own stamp on it in terms of the environment, sharing love and wraparound services and a safe haven. But it has met our needs in a quicker way, and so it just was the answer.
So you're doing all these great things, Reverend Grayson. You are sending this message to the community at large, to our young people, no matter what age, that there is another way. There is an alternative. There are people who will embrace you, will support you, will hold you, will pick you up if you make a mistake. But at the same time, on Saturday, while all this is going on, there was gunfire that rang out right in your backyard in the Hill District.
Well, that was on Sunday. Saturday was like Saturday was a phenomenal day.
Okay.
You know, 50 feet. So 50 feet from us cutting a ribbon at the care at the Granville House, 50 feet at the park where my nephew and his friends and others were playing basketball after church. Guns rang out, and the young man was shot on the middle of the court where there was children and young people playing. Thank God I'm told he's okay, but it just, you know, it sets you back. It breaks your heart, but it also tells you you can't stop working and stop. You can't. It reminds you that it's a work that's not easy, and that we have more to do. That's what it reminds. As much as we're trying to do as one entity, and I'm not by myself, there's so many wonderful mm-hmm. nonprofits doing great work, it just lets us know that there's so much more we have to do and can do and need to do.
So those gunshots rang out on Sunday. What would Jerron have said to you about that?
Jerron would have said, Dad, we can't stop trying. We can't give up. We have to continue to do all we can. I looked at the faces of a couple of young men who witnessed their life flash before them, and that showed me that the work is still too great. I mean, they were in a maze. And I don't know how many people have actually been in a situation where a round of bullets were released and you could see the smoke from the gun and mm-hmm. realize, by the grace of God, it could have been you, the impact it has on you. And I can't say I've seen that firsthand. I've experienced it firsthand, the aftermath. Mm-hmm. But I looked on the faces of a half a dozen of those guys who had run back trying to retrieve their stuff. And they're damaged. You really are. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's one, ironically, that's one reason. So the house is going to be for our REACH program, which we do outreach around group violence intervention. But it's also, we hope to have a trained therapist inside, because our community experience a high level of drama and trauma that they need support in navigating, that they can have a balanced life.
Absolutely. And you know what? We are grateful to have you in the community, in the city, and most importantly, to spend this time with us today. Reverend Glenn Grayson, thank you for all you do. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, and continue to support the Center That Cares and the work we're trying to do, and have a safe and good day.
You too. You too. It's all about making a difference. Of course, all of their services are online. You can check them out. You can support them. All of this takes money, as you might well imagine. So make sure you check them out online and do what you can to help them do what they do.